Good afternoon. Thank you for joining our Parsha Perspectives for Parshas Vayera. I want to ask you a question. Imagine the president pulling up to the inauguration in a 1979 Volkswagen Beetle. You remember the Volkswagen Beetle? Imagine a king coming to his, you know, the king of England pulling up to his coronation, not with a chariot pulled by white stallions, but in a dilapidated 1981 Hyundai Excel. You know, I would assume if you're going to show up for your inauguration, for your coronation, at least a Cadillac limousine. But yet, Mashiach, when he comes, says the Pasuk in Zechariah, tells us about Melech HaMashiach, Nei Malkech Yavolach, this great tzaddik, Melech HaMashiach, who'll be the master, he'll be the Melech over the entire world. The entire world will be subject to the king of Melech HaMashiach. And how is he going to arrive to his, as if it were inauguration? Oni, impoverished, v'rochev al chamor, riding a dinky little donkey. And the Radak asks exactly this question. I don't understand. How could Melech HaMashiach, who controls the entire world, he controls the GDP of the entire planet, wouldn't he come with a stallion, a white stallion, an expensive Egyptian steed? Instead, he comes on a dinky donkey? Says Radak, the answer is not because he can't afford it, but to the contrary. Melech HaMashiach will carry that midah of anivus. When the Pasuk says that the Melech HaMashiach will come oni, for ochev al chamor, oni doesn't mean he'll be impoverished, he'll be poor. Oni from the root of anava, he'll be humble. And therefore he'll be coming riding on this chamor to announce the Geula Shlema to Klal Yisrael and to the world. Furthermore, says the Radak, you know why Melech HaMashiach will be riding a chamor, a donkey? To teach us that we won't need our battles, we won't need our stallions to fight one another. Horses are the fighting animal. Chamorim, they walk slowly, they don't go fast, they don't run. That's not a symbol of war, and therefore at a time where there won't be any more battles, where it'll be a time of peace, the Melech HaMashiach will be able to ride on one of those chamorim. But that's what the Radak says why the Melech HaMashiach will be riding on a chamor, just because of his anivus, to show that there won't be any more battles. But there's another reason, and I'd like to share that other reason, why Melech HaMashiach will be riding on a donkey. If we fast forward a few weeks to Parshas Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Sneh Boer Ba'esh, he gathers his family together and brings them back to Mitzrayim to bring the Geula. And there the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe takes his family, Ishto and his children, Vayarkivem, and he rides them al ha-chamor. There's a hey there, hey ha-yediyah, on the donkey. Not just any donkey, but he brings them on the donkey. And the question is, why is it hey ha-yediyah? Why is it the donkey? Why not any donkey? What's special about that special, unique donkey with a hey ha-yediyah ha-chamor? And Rashi there quotes Chazal that appears in numerous places, that was a very special donkey that Moshe was riding to Mitzrayim, with his family. It was the same chamor that Melech HaMashiach will be riding in the future to bring the Geula to the world. And that was the same chamor that in this past week's parasha, Avram Avinu rode for Akedas Yitzchak. In other words, Rashi cites the Chazal, the same chamor that Avraham rode to Akedas Yitzchak will be the same chamor that Moshe Rabbeinu will bring the Geula with, will be the same chamor that Melech HaMashiach will ultimately bring us to our Geula. And the question is, what's the significance in this specific chamor? Why do we need a chamor? Do you know how old this poor donkey is? This donkey was around in the time of Avraham Avinu. Do you know how long ago that was? Well, Avraham Avinu was born, if we do the math, Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, of the since creation of the world, and Yitzchak was 137 years old, so that makes it about 2050 or so. I thought it was about 2100 of the from creation, and now we're in the year 5881. So we're talking about 3700 years. A poor donkey is 3700 years old. This donkey, 3700 year old donkey, has to schlep the Mashiach. Why do we need the same chamor? This is a question that the Maral asks. Why do you have to have, what's the idea here of having the same chamor that carried Avraham Avinu and the Geula of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Geula of Melech HaMashiach? Why the same chamor? And what is it about a chamor? Why not any other animal that will be that which Avraham Avinu rides and Moshe Rabbeinu rides and Melech HaMashiach rides? And the Maral says something very deep. He says that there's a concept. Whenever Chazal portray a one thing riding on top of something else. Whenever there's one power riding on another power, that always means that the upper one, the whoever's riding on top of that which is below, is muktash v'nivdal, is elevated, is higher up, is elevated, is nivdal, is nis'ala, and is absolute control of that which is below. And therefore, when Chazal say that Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu and Melech HaMashiach was riding on a donkey, that means he conquered, these the three individuals have conquered that which a chamor represents. It's not, there was no donkey that was 3,700 years old, says the Maharal. It doesn't mean that physically it was the same exact donkey as the literal words of Chazal indicate. Rather, says the Maharal, there's something that a chamor represents. A chamor represents what its name indicates. Chamor is milashon chomrios, physicality. A chamor is lethargic. A chamor is slow. A chamor carries saddlebags, carries stuff, because a chamor represents stuffs, represents physicality, chomer, chomrius, which is exactly what its name indicates. And therefore, when Chazal tell us that Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu and Melech HaMashiach are riding on top of a donkey, that means that they have mastered, Hashem has raised them up above the level, above the rungs of physicality, and they have approached, literally approaching divinity. They're people who have risen above the physical existence. You know, you ask a scientist, what's a human being? What's a person? So they'll tell you, well, there are atoms. The atoms join together to create molecules, and molecules join together to create cells, and the cells join together to create an organ, and organs join together to create systems, a respiratory system, a vascular system, and then you have a bunch of systems joined together to create a human organism. No, that's not true. That's not what we believe. We believe that a human being, specifically special people, have the ability to reach a mila elokis, completely nivdal, completely separated, completely elevated from that realm of chomrius that is represented by the chamor. And that's exactly what, says the Maharal, Chazal are telling us that the Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mashiach were riding on top of a chamor to show that they were completely separated and elevated above what a chamor is. And we have specific psukim, says the Maharal, about each of these individuals that show that they were elevated above everybody else. When it comes to Avram Avinu, we remember that Hashem takes Avram Avinu vayotzei oso hachutza in Bris Bein HaBesarim, and Chazal, Rashi quotes the Chazal, that Hashem elevated Avram above the stars, l'malo min ha-kochavim. Moshe Rabbeinu also. It says, I believe in Parashas Va'era, I believe, the neteyotchal ha-shemayim, when he brings the makos, Moshe should stick out his hands, Chazal say in the Tanchuma, Hashem elevated him above the heavens. Similarly, by Melech HaMashiach, Tanchum also learns out from a pasuk. We're not going to go into that pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated, will elevate Mashiach greater than Avram, higher than Moshe Rabbeinu, and higher than Malachi HaShoris. These three individuals, Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Melech HaMashiach, are elevated way above the realm of Chomrius, and that's why they ride on the Chamor. That's Maral's take of this donkey of Melech HaMashiach. But I think that there's another layer of understanding. I'd like to share with you my understanding of what it means that Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu and Mashiach, B'meirav Yameinu, he should come quickly, are all riding on the same chamor. And I think this perspective that I'm about to share with you might shed some light on many of the dashed hopes that people have as far as this past week's elections, and perhaps might also shed some light on many circumstances of dashed hopes that we might experience in our own personal lives. Let's take a step back. Let's think about Avram Avinu. Where's Avram Avinu going? He saddles up this chamor, and where is he going? He's going to drive Yitzchak to death, to his death. He's going not only to kill his son, but he's going to kill any hopes for a future of the teachings, the teachings of Elokus, the teachings of monotheism, whatever Avram Avinu tried to bring to the world, he's going to destroy it as he's about to shecht Yitzchak, Anakedas Yitzchak. Lahavdil, and I'm sure you never thought of this image or this comparison, but that chamor of Avraham Avinu was driving to Anakedas Yitzchak is almost like, lahavdil, the trains to Auschwitz. How could that chamor that's bringing Yitzchak, that's supposed to be bringing Yitzchak to his death, also be the same vehicle that is going to bring the Geula from Mitzrayim with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Geula of Aragolas with Mashiach? You know, I sometimes think that when we look at history, history is sort of like a train ride. What do I mean by that? You see, every train, if you go on the trains, or even buses actually, on the front there's an LED strip, and on that LED strip it says the final destination, Far Rockaway, or New Lots Avenue, whatever it is, wherever the depot, the train depot, the bus depot, the final destination, then there's different routes that get to that final destination. And sometimes you could have one final destination with many routes. You know, you could have the A train and the C train and the F train. They all take different routes, but they might end up at the train depot at the end. Well, humanity, Klal Yisrael, are all riding on a train that has one final destination. And we're all hurtling on this train that's shooting very quickly from Sheshes Mei Breshes as its origin towards Yom HaMashiach. And we're going very quickly. And there are stations along the way to take us from Briyas HaOlam until Yom HaMashiach. And every station along that way takes us closer to our final destination, Yom HaMashiach. And we are absolutely convinced that we know how to get there. And we know that this is the station that is the right station. If you want to get to that destination, this is the station you have to be at. And sometimes we're positive that this is the station, if we want to get to the end goal, this is the station that's going to be good, this is the station that's good for us. This is the station that's good for Klal Yisrael. This is the station that's good for America. This is the station that's good for Torah. This is the station that's good for Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes we miss the point. We miss the point and we think that we know which station is going to get us to our end goal. But sometimes we don't know as well as the conductor. Because the conductor has the whole picture. Right? He has the messages from before and the tracks over here and the tracks over there. And the conductor really knows which is going to be the best station to take us to our end goal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, let me rephrase that, Chazal are teaching us by telling us that that donkey, that car, that vehicle, that cattle car, kivayachal, if I could use that word, that was taking Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak to the destruction of Akedah, what was supposed to be the destruction of Akedah Yitzchak, is the same exact car that's taking us to the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim and to the Geula of Melech HaMashiach. And when Chazal tell us that it's the same exact Chamor, what they're trying to say is that what you think, one is to destruction, one is to Geula, no. All these stations, all these stops along the way, even that stop that was supposed to be taking him to his destruction, it really, really, really is bringing us to that ultimate Geula of not only Mitzrayim, but the ultimate Geula of Yom HaMashiach. And that's what Chazal mean when they say that the same Chamor that took Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak to the Akedah is the same Chamor that will take Melech HaMashiach to bring our Geula. You know, we find ourselves in a situation where perhaps politically it's not exactly where many of us thought it would be or it should be or it could be. We have to realize that we say in Davening, we say in Pesuket Zimra, Al Tivtechu B'Nedivim. Al tivtechu b'nedivim. Somebody is a nadiv. Somebody is a governor, a minister, a nobleman, a governor, a president, a prime minister. We don't have our bitachon in any given prime minister, in any given president. That's not where we put our trust. We put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and he knows what he's doing, and we trust that he'll run the world effectively. I'll tell you something that I think for me is very meaningful. I went to Keren Biavne. Some of you know Keren Biavne is a Hesder yeshiva. So you have boys who are in the army half the time and they're in yeshiva half the time. And Rosh Hashanah in Keren Biavne is incredible. The davening there is absolutely incredible. Davening, it's incredible. It's a beautiful, beautiful davening. But there's one thing that's different there than everywhere else. Any other Beis Medrash that I've davened in is different in Keren Biavne than all the other different shuls and Batei Knesses, but the Medrash that I've ever davened in. Not just that maybe there's a guy in the back, you know, that just came back from duty and he's wearing green and maybe he's carrying a gun on him or something. Not besides that. There's one piyut. Ha'aderes v'ha'emuna. Goes through the Aleph Beis and it gets to Mem. And in Mem we say ha'mem ha'melucha v'ha'mem shala l'chai olamim. What does that mean? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all these incredible midos. He has Aderes, he has Emunah, he has Bracha, he has all the beautiful midos. He has the mid of Melucha and Memshala, of kingship and of sovereignty. When they get to that, those two words, they change the Nigun and they sing it to the tune of, yes, get this, Hatikva. As if to say, we think that there's a government. No. HaMelucha v'HaMemshala, whatever we think of the government, this government or that government, the Israeli government, the American government, the Iranian government, There's no government. Hamelucha v'hamemshala l'chayo l'amim. It all is in the hands of Hashem. And that's exactly what the pasuk in Mishlei says. Mishlei in Perek Aleph talks about taking a body of water, taking a little river, not a river, a little stream, and diverting it. You could divert it to the right, you could divert it to the left. So too says the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chaf Aleph. Lev melech biyad Hashem. You might have heard the phrase, Lev melachim v'sarim biyad Hashem. There's no such pasuk. It's Lev melech biyad Hashem. And the pasuk continues. Kol asher yach putz yatenu. Hashem will tilt the heart of a king, the heart of a prime minister, the heart of a governor, the heart of a, in any direction that Hashem wishes. And the Malbim there says something absolutely incredible. We know that every human being has Bechira Chavshis. And the Malbim says, you know what? Just like you have Bechira Chavshis and I have Bechira Chavshis, so to every king and every prime minister and every president also has Bechira Chavshis. But, says the Malbim, that's only in their own life, in their personal life. But in their communal life, in the decisions that they make for the community, says the Malbim, Libo zeha klali, this klal lev, this impact that they could have on a community, hu biyad Hashem. That's completely in Hashem's hand. They have no bechira chavshes whatsoever. B'inyoni haklal mishulul habechir, he is mechir taken away from him or her when it comes to communal matters. And that's what the pasuk in Mishlei is telling us. And therefore, when we look back on the past week or two of events in America or any situation that we find ourselves in, we could feel confident that whether we made our hishtalos for Democrats or we made our hishtalos for the Republicans, Hashem chose the chamor. If you get the joke, if you get the symbolism of the chamor. We don't have to understand how or why the chamor, the Democrats, or this president or that president is supposed to be the station that is bringing us to our ultimate goal of Geula. But we could be boteach, rest assured 100% that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us through this. I don't know why, I don't know how, but that's not my job. We could be certain, we could be boteach, not in the Nedivim, not in necessarily the individuals who take the role of president and vice president, but we could be boteach 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to make this stop, that same chamor that Avraham Avinu is taking to the Akedah, that might not look so rosy to many. That is going to be the same chamor that ultimately is bringing us to our Geula. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zocha to see that moment when Mashiach will come, and he's going to be Ani, and he'll be riding that same chamor, as all the chamors in our lives that we didn't understand why they were taking us or what route it was taking us. We should be zocha to see that chamor, that moment of Geula, with Mashiach riding on it. B'meir v'yameinu. Amen.